In several weeks, we will be having Sesshin. Truthfully, our whole life is Sesshin. Our whole life is our opportunity to do what it takes on our part to live the truth of, let us say, the Heart Sutra, which we just recited, chanted. Because that is the nature of who we are. And yet, when we refuse to do that, we end up harming and suffering. So, Sesshin is an opportunity to do that. But even now, before Sesshin, Sesshin begins every breath and every day for us to the extent that we could see the opportunities of practice for ourselves, to see how and where we're able to manifest the reality and the truth of who we are. This, if we want to say, these forms of emptiness, which is exactly this not stained, not pure, without loss, without gain. And yet, we get to notice when we believe gain, loss, stained, pure. So this is what doing Sesshin is to be the sutras and to be the Zazen and to notice how and where we're not that, or how and where we believe there's gain and loss, wisdom and no wisdom, where there are hindrances, even though the sutra says, with no hindrance in mind, no hindrance, therefore no fear, far beyond deluded thoughts. This is nirvana. No, 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 this isn't nirvana. Notice where we say that, where we believe that, how we believe it in the sense that it interferes and gets in the way of responding to the circumstances and people in our life, responding to our life in our activities. So Sesshin begins, has begun, continues as our life. And then when we have the opportunity, let us say in a few weeks, to participate in that Sesshin, wonderful. Then we have the opportunity to use the supports to enable us to do our part. The Heart Sutra states the way it is. It's not dependent on us believing it or not believing it. Not born, not destroyed is exactly what this always is. And yet, when we believe or disbelieve certain things, I shouldn't say disbelieve, when we insist and hold on to, then, yes, there's suffering. Yes, there's hindrances. And then we react to the hindrances. Yes, there are thoughts that I'm holding on to. Caught in self-centered dream is exactly that. So our life now, whether you're doing Sesshin, plan on doing Sesshin, don't plan on doing Sesshin, is Sesshin. And we can make the effort to remind ourselves and support ourselves in being the Sesshin in June and in being Sesshin now working up to that time. So that we can do what's called for when we notice hindrances, when we notice fear, not to tell ourselves, no, there is no fear, no hindrances, but to see and do the skillful practice effort that's appropriate to what hindrances I'm feeling in this embodiment. I'm believing the hindrances. I'm believing, forget about what we believe about ourselves, but we believe in all sorts of stories about other people. They're not pure. They're stained. They're caught up. They're blinded, etc., etc. This situation should not be happening. This suffering, and yet no suffering. What does it mean, no suffering? No cause of suffering. No extinguishing of suffering. If we believe there's suffering and we hold on to that, we embody it and don't see it as our opportunity to be the embodied reality as is. But instead we insist the suffering and who's the cause of the suffering. Then we end up having that suffering. We end up having that pain. We end up being unable to live the prajnaparamita that we are. Don't have to do anything to be that because can't help. And yet we can insist. That's why we remind ourselves, caught in self-centered dream. It's not the arising of the self-centered dream that's ever the issue. It's the caughtness of it, the living out of it, the reacting to it, the building on it. Then deluded thoughts are the truth for us if we insist. Hindrances are the truth that give rise to fear, give rise to actions that have consequences for us and others. So whether it's the Heart Sutra or another sutra or another text, those are supports and practice reminders to enable us to be the sesshin of life, the this moment unified heart mind, this moment unified life, which is this ongoing cause and effect, even though if we want to take another text, the Mula Madhyamaka Karaka, which is a text by Nagarjuna, one of the ancestors, he has a dedicated verse. No, that isn't the way to say it. A dedicatory verse to that text where he writes, whatever is dependently arisen is unceasing, unborn, unannihilated, impermanent, neither coming nor going, not going, without distinction, without identity, and free from conceptual constructions, free from, if we want to say, self-centered thoughts. And yet we find ourselves imposing our self-centered thoughts upon what is arising and passing. And when we do that, if we can notice it, that's our opportunity. If we can notice where and how we're believing, that's our sesshin time. And we can do it in our everyday life. But it's up to us to commit to doing it and then to do it when we notice we're believing misfortune and pain. When we notice we believe form is just form. Form is just form, and form is emptiness, which makes it possible for form to be form and emptiness emptiness. Then we get to live this bodhisattva life. Then sesshin is another aspect of our life, a wonderfully supportive aspect. And time before sesshin is another wonderfully supportive aspect to be this bodhisattva that we are, to cease causing harm and suffering for self and others. Thank you.